Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you.
Today, we're exploring the powerful connection between health, balance and well-being through the lens of reflexology. I'm joined by Helen Chiro, Durden, I can't say that, so he's known as a West Sussex-based reflexologist and a former registered general nurse with over 35 years of experience in healthcare. Helen specialises in supporting women through stress, anxiety and hormonal transitions, including pregnancy, perimenopause and menopause, combining clinical expertise with complementary therapies. Helen, hello, lovely to be
here. Hello, nice to see you.
So, before COVID, I used to go to Helen all the time, but of course we couldn't see each other for like 18 months, 2 years. And then the journeys that I used to go on to come back via you all changed. But I cannot highly recommend this lady. She is amazing, just amazing.
Bless you. Thank you. It's very kind.
So, Helen, can you share your journey from nursing into reflexology?
So I got into reflexology because I was using it myself to help with a health condition. So at the time, I was working in a senior manager position. I had three small primary school age children, was a single parent, and the business that I was working in was healthcare computing. It was very stressful. Yes. And I had polycystic ovarian syndrome, which the symptoms of which were much, much worse if I was very stressed. Okay. And my consultant suggested that I do something to manage my stress levels, which is all very well, except I couldn't actually work out how to manage my stress levels, because as far as I was concerned, I was doing a fantastic job of juggling everything. And I did know this consultant because I had worked with him previously when I'd been in clinical nursing. And so very flippantly, he said to me, "Oh, for goodness sake, Helen, just at least get yourself a massage. That'll help with your stress." And but for me at the time, the idea of massage was like, I couldn't get my head around it. So a very wise friend said, "Well, have you thought about reflexology?" And long story short is I contacted a reflexologist and started to use reflexology to help my own health challenges, and it made such a huge difference that 18 months, 2 years later, when the company that I was working for sold, I took the decision to step back from all nursing and retrain as a reflexologist. And that was in 2006, and I haven't looked back since.
Wow, 20 years. You've got a celebration this year. When I was doing some research on you, I see that you had experience in the Queen's Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps.
Yes.
How did that shape your work today?
So I did my nurse training back in 1984. let's not dwell on the numbers, eh? as part of the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps, and it was the most amazing experience, the most fabulous people to work with, the most incredible introduction to health, to working under stress and extreme conditions at times. And I think it gives you that self-discipline as well, to crack on when things are hard. Being a veteran, I'm very proud to be a veteran. I only served for 6 years, but only. As somebody said to me, only. Don't ever say only.
No, yeah, don't, not only.
A veteran's anybody who actually got all the way through their basic training and passed out and then carried on working for the military for a period of time.
What made you used to do that, though? That's such a, you know, to go that route, it's such a big decision, I would say.
My granddad was in the military. He was retired when he was part of my childhood, but he was Army Education Corps. And when I was trying to work out what I wanted to do and not really getting very far with it, it was him, and I was kind of, my mum had wanted to be a nurse. She did end up being a healthcare assistant for many, many years. And so I thought, oh, well, I could try it, but I wasn't really sure if I would like it. And my granddad said, well, I was already in the combined cadet force at college. And so my granddad was like, well, why don't you try the QAs? Because if you don't like nursing, they've already invested in your basic training. You might be able to move into admin if you didn't like nursing. But fortunately for me and my clients over the years is that I loved nursing, and I loved the people that I trained with. We were very privileged to be trained in very small groups with a very high standard of training. And in fact, I'm still in contact with my nurses that I did my training with, and we still meet up on a regular basis. Most of them transitioned and carried on working in the NHS. I chose not to do that. I took my nursing down a different path, yeah, doing a lot of working in commercial situations or private hospitals and things. But yeah, it was good.
So before we go to the break, I have to tell you guys, Helen is as crazy as I'm about rescue animals.
Oh, yes.
When I used to go to have reflexology, there was one cat that used to spend its time always, it's as if it knew I was coming in, and it used to come and sit on my lap while I was having reflexology. So for me, being the animal lover that I am, it was lovely. And her dog used to sleep on the couch beside me. So obviously, you know, we have the affinity with animals. So where did your love of animals, I mean, all your animals are rescued like mine, aren't they? Where did your love for this happen?
I grew up with animals, grew up with dogs, cats. Very lucky to have a little fat pony living in a rented field not far from my house. And I just think animals are incredibly intuitive, and they're energetically, they have an ability to tune into the humans around them. We give them what they need. They give us what we need. I would add that my animals are only allowed in the treatment room if the client is happy to
That was going to be my whole thing afterwards. That's so funny. After I said it, I thought, I need to qualify it, but I'll let her talk and then I'll qualify it. Animals are not always in, or would be in your clinic.
No.
But because she knew me so well, and that because obviously being an empath and an intuitive person, sometimes to bring my energy down, the easiest way is to put animals with me. That's why I live with so many animals. People always say to me, how have you got six different cats from six different areas living in your house together and they don't fight? I haven't got the answer to that, but we live as a pack. But I do think that people who, like you said, who are intuitive, animals bring out a healing part of for you.
Absolutely. I had one client recently who had had some surgery, and when she came, I'd been seeing her before, then she went off and had the surgery. When she got back home, she found that her cat, who normally maintained its distance and had quite strict cat boundaries,
yes,
you know, it completely changed. And for the first 3 days that she was out of hospital at home, and she was sort of resting a lot in bed, managing her pain, etc. The cat was permanently on the bed with her.
Yeah.
Where she went, it went. It was, she said, and she messaged me and said, you know, why is this happening? And I said, what you have to remember is that cats energetically are very attuned to their owners. Mm. And also that cats purr, the level that they purr at, that energetic vibration is supposed to be very healing. So my theory on this cat suddenly becoming a Klingon cat was that he felt she needed that extra support from him. As soon as she felt better, he went back to his usual slightly aloof, maintain my distance ways. And I just think that's an incredible story.
Yeah, I love it. So we're just going to hand over to our sponsors. But when we come back, I want to talk about Reflex Energy and the support women get through the most challenging transitions. So I'm just going to hand over to our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, we're back now with Helen. Helen, you specialise in supporting women, yeah. But what are the most common issues clients come to you with? And I don't mean common as in, you know, that everything's important. But what do you think most of your clients are? You support them in.
Women are, in particular, very good at being very proactive about their well-being. So when they start to feel that their energy levels are dropping or they're finding that their moods are swinging backwards and forwards, or if they have a health condition that their symptoms are getting worse, many women will seek support from wherever. And for the type of clients that I have, they generally like to take a very holistic approach to their health. And reflexology very much works on the whole body. There isn't anything that we don't really, it's the mind, the body, and the spirit. And I do feel that for women in particular, they juggle so many different aspects of their lives, often giving a huge amount of themselves and their energy to others before refilling their own cup. So I would say my clients generally come with quite an empty cup and they're looking to rebalance themselves and get themselves back to where they want to be. And that obviously is particularly challenging in the perimenopause phase, in puberty and pregnancy, as well as menopause.
Yeah. I know you have twins yourself. Mm. And I know you did a lot with twins and triplet pregnancy.
Yeah.
Research, etc. For women who can't get pregnant, would they come to you? Would that be something that would be something would help along the lines of using normal medical things, or do you support people who are pregnant? How does that work?
Both, in fact. During pregnancy, we've got some very good research which shows that women who, when they're pregnant, if they have regular reflexology, they generally would have less pelvic pain, less, you know, reflux, etc., back pain, those types of thing, where just where the strain on the body is getting, you know, it's hard. There's a lot of change going on in pregnancy, and reflexology is a very gentle way to support the body during that time. And as I say, there's some small but good studies which have shown that reflexology is very supportive during pregnancy. And I've got those on my website if anybody's interested in them. And in terms of trying to get pregnant, there are so many different reasons why fertility can be a challenge these days. But one reason for many women is stress. Our busy lives, remembering as well that stress is anything that our body is perceiving as a threat at that time. Deadlines, rising mortgage rates, wars, all those sorts of things. They put a lot of psychological stress on our body. And when you're stressed, your body will dial down the things that it doesn't really need to be working at full belt. And those are things like our reproductive system and our immune system can be a bit more dialed down. And so during the conception period, if the both partners have very stressful jobs, adding reflexology into their toolkit to help them optimize their pregnancy journey, their fertility journey, can be really helpful. Also, if people are having IVF treatment, that's really difficult. You know, it's a really, really hard road to walk. And I've supported quite a few families during that journey with regular reflexology.
It's interesting. I can't remember what I come to you for. Probably anxiety, working too hard, always on the go. I know when Helen used to get near, I think it was my adrenal glands, I'd just
say, yes,
I could just jump out of the chair. It was, which in the end, you just vaguely touch it around the outside. And that, I'm not quite sure about the adrenal glands, but I never stop. I'm always on the go. So, but also what I was going to say, after having a session with you, I think I went away and I was like super tired, as in relaxed, because by nature I'm someone that doesn't sit around, you know, doing that. So and I know I'm speaking from my point of view, with anxiety, and always had a good night's sleep. That's another thing that reflexology does for you, doesn't it?
Very good. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Is it out there for everyone to realize that if you don't sleep well, that reflexology helps?
It is. It's one of, it's interesting because Reflexologists, we don't diagnose, we don't treat conditions, we treat the person holistically. And when we're advertising about reflexology, the advertising standards agency says that the things that we are allowed to say are that reflexology increases relaxation, reduces tension, improves sleep, improves mood, and increases the feeling of well-being. So, yeah, sleep is definitely, personally for me, when I have reflexology, I need to make sure that I don't have very much in my diary for the rest of the day. I need to be fairly chilled because I get very, very sleepy after reflexology. And I always liken it with my clients to it's like a control alt delete on my nervous energy. And when I've had reflexology or acupuncture for that matter, it's like my system goes, oh, right, thank you, we can shut down now for a bit. And it's like, it's very restorative sleep. I think sometimes we forget just how restorative a good night's sleep is. And certainly, anecdotally, many, many clients will say that they have the best night's sleep of them of the month after they've had reflexology.
I know it's always been a hard thing, isn't it? Because although doctors do understand about reflexology, you have to be very careful, as you say, is this an alternative? But, you know, I can say, as someone who has had reflexology, it's one of the best things I've ever had. And I'm not very good on, again, not doing medical views on here. I'm not very good at taking pills. If I take pills, I often have the reverse effect. I put that down to being an empath or intuitive. So my body, like, oh no, I don't want that inside me. So going for alternative is really good. So for people who don't understand, this is a hard question for you to answer, I know. But for people who don't understand why alternative therapy is good, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I just have to say that reflexology is not an alternative therapy. Oh, it's good. Actually a complementary therapy. Perfect. Back in the year, I think it was 2000, the House of Lords actually debated and looked into and did research on complementary therapies and alternative therapies to assess about regulatory, whether they should be mandatory regulation or voluntary regulation. And reflexology falls into the bracket of complementary therapy, where we just have a voluntary register, which is called the Complementary and Natural Health Council. And that's there to protect the public. It says that if somebody is a registrant with the CNHC, which I am, then they have trained to a very specific high standard, that they are adequately insured with public liability insurance, and that they stay professionally updated. Now, things like chiropractors, they are on a regulatory body where they are master's degree level training, and they have to be on that register to practice. So they are slightly different things, and that would come into alternative, whereas reflexology is complementary because it works hand in hand with allopathic standard medicine. So in most cancer units in across the country, they will have complementary therapy centres, sadly generally run as charitable or enterprises, where the therapists give their time for free, and the actual venue is the cancer center fundraises to make sure that it's lovely. And yeah, so complementary therapy such as reflexology is used within cancer centres.
Perfect. See?
Which is amazing.
If I hadn't used the wrong word, you couldn't have taught us all that, could you?
No, exactly.
So we're just going to hand over to our sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to ask Helen practical ways that you can bring into balance in your life and how reflexology will support you through it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, we're back. So, for someone listening who feels overwhelmed or out of balance, where should they begin? Obviously, come and see you. But is there some sort of tip that you can give them so that they start to recognise how much difference it can make going to a reflexologist?
So first of all, if you are interested in reflexology, there you either go to the CNHC website and check for the registrants that they have who have met the right standards, or you go to a reflexologist who's part of the Association of Reflexologists or a member of the Federation of Holistic Therapists. So whatever complementary therapy you choose to use, whether it's reflexology, acupuncture, or another one, always make sure that your therapist is well-trained, well-insured, abides by a code of professional conduct, and is a member of a professional body. In terms of self-help, you can do reflexology on your hands as well as your feet. And a really nice simple bit to do is in the centre of your hand, where if you were to cup your hand, there's that nice little dip in the middle.
And if you pop you can't see, listeners, is we both got our hands up. I'm following.
Yes. So you cup your hands just slightly, and then you take your thumb of the opposite hand and put it right into the centre dip of the palm of your hand. And then as you breathe in, I want you to push in with your thumb and take a nice deep breath in. And then as you release your breath, you let your thumb out. Where your thumb is on the area that, as reflexologists, we believe is the solar plexus. It's your centre of well-being. It's the centre of relaxation. And when you push in there and you take a nice deep breath and then you release it slowly, if you do that three times, you can feel the stress start to slip out of you. And that, if you, when you do it, you feel like your shoulders are up round your ears because you're tense. And then as you do it, you start to just feel your heart rate slow, your shoulders relax. And that's one way you can do. You can do that anytime, any place, anywhere. A little bit of self-reflexology. And if you notice the tension in yourself, then get on the internet and find your nearest reflexologist and book in and try it. You know, I always say you really don't know how your body's going to respond or how or whether you're like your therapist. The therapeutic relationship is as important as the therapy. So you have, you know, you go, you try, see how you get on. If you like it and you like your therapist, then add it into your toolkit.
So how often do you think when you like say I was to come to you, would I book a session of six? Would I go every week? How what do you think is the best way to start from a novice point of view?
The gold standard, one would generally say, would be to have one treatment a week for a number of weeks. Now, obviously, you know, we live in times where people's budgets are, you know, difficult. People's salaries only go so far. So I always say to people, any reflexology is better than no reflexology. Yeah, yeah. So gold standard would be one a week for 3 to 4 weeks. And then every 2 weeks for a couple of weeks, and then a maintenance of around about once a month, once every 6 to 8 weeks. I have some clients who have got very limited budgets, so they ask for gift vouchers for their birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day, yeah. All those types of things. And then they use those, and then they're only having to pay for maybe every second or third treatment.
What a brilliant idea.
You know, everybody's always saying, what do you get what do you get somebody for, you know, a nice present? Well, reflexology is great.
I love it. So coming to the end here, I need to ask you, and although you've answered it, but I will not ask it again in a different way, what does balance truly mean to you in terms of health and well-being using reflexology?
Balance is about your body's ability to respond. Yeah. There are always going to be times where we are pushing the limits of what we can deal with. Sometimes that's because of actions we've taken. Sometimes it's actions other people have taken that are directly affecting us. Mm-hmm. And we will get stressed. Stress is not a bad thing. In moderation, it is a good thing. And sometimes in order to, you know, if you think of some of the hurdles you've overcome in life, some of the really tough periods you might have been through physically, mentally or emotionally, you come out the other side with new skills, new learning. So going out of balance is not bad.
Yeah.
It's the ability to then come back into balance.
Yeah.
Quickly and easily. And that's, I think, where reflexology is a lovely tool to have in your toolkit, because sometimes we've slipped out of balance and we haven't realized because we're so busy coping and we think, you know, oh, I'm doing fine. And even me, I'll go and see my reflexologist, funny enough, who's also called Helen. and just, you know, she'll be working on my feet and she'll say, oh, how is everything, Helen? And I'll be like, yeah, fine. Yeah, busy, but fine. And then she'll raise her eyebrows and I'll be like, yeah, there's more tension there than I realized, isn't there? And she's like, yeah. Because sometimes we're just so busy surviving that we're up in our heads and we're not in our bodies. And reflexology, I believe, for me particularly, helps me connect with my body, helps me read it better, because it's always trying to tell us. It's always giving us little nudges saying, oh, you're a little bit out here, Helen.
Yeah.
And we're just like, no, I'm not. I'm busy. I'm just crack on with it. And then reflexology, it's like, ah, yes, right, I will schedule my diary better. I will, you know, take a little bit more me time, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you're very passionate about your reflexology. But what is it? So I'm going to put the question in a different way. What are you most passionate about in your work right now?
In my work right now, I would say, I think we all need a safe space. We all need somewhere where we can just step back from the rest of our busy world. And for me and my treatment room, I like to think that that is a safe space for my clients. They can come in, they can leave their worries behind. Some clients will talk through their worries, got a good listening ear. Some just come in and close their eyes and take that hour of peace and quiet. That in a busy world, it's invaluable. It's such a gift, and it's my pleasure to give that gift to people. And I get that when I go for my reflexology, acupuncture, etc. as well. And that's what therapists do. You know, they're there to hold a safe space for you. Yeah. And that I think we all need.
I agree. We never have our quiet hour. We have our phones. We have everything. It takes a lot for me to turn my phone off, even now. And probably only do when I do my shows anyway. But yeah, that's an interesting thing. So, Helen, where can people find you? How can they get in touch with you? Because everyone, you really should just go and have a reflexology session with her. She's amazing. Just saying.
So I'm based in West Sussex and I have a treatment room at home. I also work out of a chiropractic and acupuncture clinic up in Horsham called Weald Chiropractic and Wellness Centre. I'm there on a Thursday. So you can Google Weald Chiropractic and Wellness and book in on a Thursday. My own website is sussexreflexology.com. And I have a Facebook page, which is also Sussex Reflexology, and I'm on LinkedIn and all those other things, although I don't go onto LinkedIn very often, I do have to admit these days. So, yeah, I think, but, you know, I know that UK Health Radio goes to many, many people across many areas. So if you want to find a reflexologist, put that into Google. Find a reflexologist. And if you put AOR after it, my professional body, the Association of Reflexologists, actually has a postcode search. So you put your postcode in and then it brings up in order the closest reflexologists to you. Awesome. On a map. So then you can go, all right, I'll try that one first.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Helen, this has been such an insightful and calming conversation. Calming, yeah. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, just listen to your voice. I'm already going down there. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience with us. It's clear that reflexology offers a gentle yet powerful way to support women through all stages of life, helping them feel more balanced, resilient and supportive. So, Helen, thank you for sharing your knowledge and coming on to UK Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.